أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ثم إليه ترجعون. ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون. ولم يكن لهم من شركائهم شفعاء وكانوا بشركائهم كافرين. ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يتفرقون. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فهم في روضة يحبرون. وأما الذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة فأولئك في العذاب محضرون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had called upon the kuffar to ponder about the creation of the skies and the earth, and the reality of it is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created it for a fixed time. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about qiyamat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one or two aspects of it. Allahu yabda'u al-khalqa thumma yu'idu thumma ilayhi turja'un. Very briefly, the life of man is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun the creation of man, of the creation. Thumma yu'idu, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back again. In other words, man was created, and then man leaves this world, death comes upon the person, and then again on the day of Qiyamah, man will be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And of course, that return is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Whatever happens to the body of a person, it may burn, or they may cremate, or the person may be eaten up by some wild animal, or the person may drown in the sea. Wherever and whatever that person be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring that person back on the day of Qiyamah, and each human being will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any exception, and no one will be able to escape this. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُبْلِسُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the disbelievers, of the mujrimeen, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day the mujrimeen, the sinners, the wrongdoers, they will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of total, without having any hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, losing all hope. They will be confounded, they will be dumbfounded, and hence they will have absolutely no way to go forward. Whatever resources they had in this world, those gods and those deities that they had been worshipping, and they thought that these deities, these gods, will become an intercessor for them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that will be lost. In other words, they will have absolutely no hope in anything on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِهِمْ شُفَعَاءُ. And their shuraka, the partners that they had ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not be able to intercede on their behalf. وَكَانُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ. And the amazing thing is, when they realize the reality of the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they themselves will disassociate from those idols and those gods that they had ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will actually say to Allah Rabbul Izzat on oath, وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. O Allah, we were never polytheists, we were never one who ascribed partners to you in the world. And again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now they will disassociate completely from the idols, but obviously at that time it is too late. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ. When the day Qiyamah will begin, then we will see mankind being divided into different groups. In the next ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides man into two major groups. The major groups is that of the people of Iman, and the second group, the people of disbelief and the people of kufr. But in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes man, that man will be in different groups insofar as the kind of actions that man had committed on the surface of this earth. If it was ill and evil, then we will find that besides kufr, all the other sins that people commit, then they will be all linked up and they will be all grouped according to those sins. If it is good deeds, then those that are carried out and practice good deeds, the deeds that they carried out according to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will group man and man will be then granted Jannat. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. That those who had brought perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they practice righteously, then they will be in the garden, yuhbarun, and they will be in a state of delight or in a state of happiness. The state of delight and in a state of happiness, this word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, hubur, means that there is such happiness, such delight, that can never be explained. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Kareem, with regards to Jannat, that Jannat that the person had never been able to see, and he will never understand and know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for him. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about it, that no eye has seen it, no heart can even contemplate what ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept, it keeps for a person in Jannat. So like that, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word, yuhbarun, hubur, that they will be so delighted that nothing can explain their delight, and the real delight is that delight of the hereafter, that happiness of the hereafter, after which there is no fear of any sadness whatsoever. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And then those who disbelieved and then they refuted our ayats, our signs, our verses, وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ, they also denied meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of Qiyamah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ. Then they will be the ones that will be presented to the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very briefly, and we'll see that continuously in these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and whatever Allah speaks about will be very brief. And here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the very simple thing, that Allah originated our creation, and then the maut will come upon us, and we will all have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There the accountability will take place. Obviously, the disbelievers will be having hope. As far as the idols are concerned, those idols cannot give any intercession or cannot intercede on their behalf on the day of Qiyamah. So all their hopes will be totally lost. So hence, for you and I, we need to be very practical about this, that one intercession is the intercession of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intercession of the Qur'an Kareem is a reality. It comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us hold on to this kitab. Let us hold on to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us become more practicing. Let us try and strengthen our iman so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us all these beautiful ni'mats in the hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.